We have 9 indicators which we measure the difference in experience between black and ethnic minority staff and white staff in the NHS through the staff survey and also through the ESR, the electronic staff record. And what we found, which we knew, was that if you are from a black and minority ethnic background, you have a worse experience of working in the NHS than if you're from a white background. And that's important because it impacts on patient care, patient safety and patient satisfaction. And it also impacts on patients from different backgrounds. So it was decided that there are 9 protected characteristics, but actually we would focus on race. And what we know now is that if you focus on race, it takes all the other protected characteristics in the right direction with you. So it improves things for women, for disabled people, for LGBT, for everybody, because race is a tricky one to crack. And we're not there by any stretch of the imagination, but I think the system is beginning to understand now the nature of this and the complexity of the issue around race. Because it's not something you can deal with policies or tick boxes. It's about how people think about other people. It's people's beliefs, their attitudes, which actually fuel their behaviours. And if people believe, and they do, that there is a hierarchy in terms of intelligence, in terms of who gets the spoils, who should get and who shouldn't, then they're going to act out on that. And that doesn't mean that individuals are discriminatory or racist. They can be. What it is that the system has been perfectly designed to give us what we've got. So the issue is, how do you change the system and people's beliefs about difference to be positive?